Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on? Welcome to episode 175 of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this NPC Mini Player 2. Super Nintendo, what's up, dude?
What's going on?
I should say none other than the host of We Like Indies.
Yeah, that's true. We like indies, and maybe you do too.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. How many episodes now? Five, six, seven,
five,
eight?
Five episodes. We're on Spotify. Everyone keeps asking me. We're going to be on Spotify. We're on Spotify, Google Play. What's the other one? iTunes?
The main one?
Yeah. Yeah, that one. Yeah, right on. We're on all of them now, I think. Well, those, anyway, those three.
Very good. Very good. Well, guys, that music you're hearing is from On Being Human. You can check them out on Spotify and YouTube. You can also, let's see. Remember, this is an unofficial Nintendo podcast, and if you'd like to get yourself a free book from Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/NPC, pick up something great like Blood, Sweat, and Pixels, or Ready Player One. The chair I'm sitting in is from OPC. If you go to n64josh.com/OPC, you automatically save $10 at checkout. I love these chairs. I love this desk. Go check it out. It's good stuff. And lastly, if you want to get yourself a extra podcast for just a dollar, you can go to patreon.com/n64josh, and I will be recording February's episode this weekend. So I've already had a lot of good questions. So if you are a patron, make sure to get those questions in. I do appreciate it. I think that's going to take us right to our announcements.
Hey, listen.
All right. My book, Another Castle, My Journey with Depression, Disappointment, all illustrated by Super Mario Brothers, is out and available. If you want to get the first chapter, you can go to n64josh.com/anothercastle. It is available in ebook and audio form. So if you want to just be able to listen to it, you can. And it is $7.99 for the audio and $6.99 for the ebook, or $10.99 for both. So there you go. We got our weekly Mario Golf tournament. I will have that set up and in the Discord tonight. All right, because I know some of you guys are into that, and some of you are super good at it, so that's crazy. And Mario Kart tournament still going on. I haven't had a chance to jump into this week, so I will be, I don't know, probably tagging everybody maybe sometime Saturday to say, hey, let's race, okay? And so if you got a minute for eight races, we can do that. The show's happening live on twitch.tv/n64josh, 6:30 on Tuesdays, around 4:30 on Thursdays. And I'm streaming every day on Twitch, Monday through, I'm live every day, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Fridays, we start earlier and do a first look, and we have a handful of games we're going to be looking at tomorrow morning, so that should be fun. With that, we're going to move right on into our kind of our reviews and impressions. All right. Well, Chris, being the host of We Like Indies, I like having you here to talk about indies. So you've been playing The Stillness of the Wind. How is it? Is he still here? Oh, did I lose him altogether?
Oh, no. I guess I had my mic muted.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's good.
I guess it helps if your mic's not muted, it turns out, when you're talking.
Don't worry. We're doing it live.
Doing it live. Dang nabbit. So the Stillness of the Wind, you play as this old woman. Her name is Thelma, I think. T-E-L-M-A. Thelma. Nana Thelma, and she's an old woman, lives out by herself. Her family all moved into the city. She's older. She's got some goats. She's got a couple chickens. She's got a rifle in case the foxes come, try to, eat your chickens or your goats, because you need your goats. It's kind of like Stardew Valley, where you go through and you create your own farm. You start planting seeds and watering them and taking care of them, and at the same time you gotta feed your animals and milk your goats. Then you use your goat milk to hold on, Josh. You use your goat milk to make some goat cheese, and then at the end of the day you go back in the house. You can maybe sit down and relax a little, because you know, farming's tiring. So what happens is you go ahead, go inside. You can use some of your ingredients to cook, but you don't want to use too many of your ingredients, because you need to use them to barter with buy some supplies that you need from the mailman, who also is, I guess, the merchant.
Okay.
And yeah. So throughout the game, you'll be getting letters from your family, and they'll be trying to convince you to move into the city with them. But I've only played it for a couple hours, but yeah, so far it's pretty good. And that is
this just sounds like the sequel to Stardew Valley, like after you've like aged out, like
yeah, when you aged out and they got rid of the multiplayer, so your spouse moved out to the city or passed away. But yeah, that's kind of what it is. It's like that.
But you're liking it. You're liking it. You recommend it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it looks really good. Like the graphics are really nice.
Okay,
I like the way it looks. The music is nice. It's kind of they start like ramping up the music, like while you're like cooking the cheese, the bread, the milk to make it into cheese, and it's very epic. I never felt so exhilarated making cheese before. Cooking Mama didn't give me that feeling. You know what I mean?
I see. All right. Well, that's The Stillness of the Wind.
Yes.
Recommended by Super Nintendo. Next up is Downwell.
Yeah, Downwell. So I've been playing. Downwell's like one of those. It's only, I believe, $2.99 on the eShop. And you would think, oh, it's only $2.99. But it's pretty much on everything but the Xbox at this point. Came out on PC, PS4, and then everyone wanted it on the Switch because you know, the handheld mode, how they have the Tate mode, which is like where you can turn the screen sideways. They have that, and basically you're this little guy. It's just like black, white, and red, I believe, are like pretty much the only colors in the game. And it's a real simplistic looking game where you're just going down. You jump down this well, and the further you get down, the harder it gets. And while you're going down, you got these rocket boots. And the boots, you can pick up different power-ups. And so you start off with a regular boot, and then you might get like a machine gun boot, where you just start shooting like machine gun bullets out of the bottom of your boot, and you're taking out enemies like little slugs and insects, and you're just working your way down the well, just like the name says. And on your way, you can pick up these little coins from killing the enemies and stuff, and then you can use those if you find like a little merchant and upgrade your suit and upgrade your health. And then you make your way down and try and make it as far down as the well as you can.
Huh. All right. And you recommend this one as well?
Yeah, it's really good. And it's like a game that you can just pick up and play for a few minutes at a time. You don't need to, dedicate too much time to it. So it might be one of those games where, like, if you're watching TV, something you can mindlessly play, you don't really need to pay that much attention to it. And Downwell is really good too.
Right on. Okay, well, hey, with that, let's move on into the news. All right, so if you guys want to begin the closing ceremonies for the 3DS / 2DS, the demo for the last game No, I'm just joking. But there is a demo for Kirby's Epic Yarn available on the 3DS if you want to be able to check that out. I'm going to. That was originally a Wii title, is that correct?
Yeah, it was on the Wii, and then now it's on the 3DS, and they got some, I guess you get like amiibo costumes, which gives Kirby different power-ups.
Interesting. So I'll take that out for a test run.
Yeah, I think it's like three levels, I think.
Oh, very cool. I've never played. I don't even think I own that one either. So
no, it's
not on the
Wii. It's pretty good. It's pretty simple, but it does look really good.
Right on. Well, we have some sad news. Unfortunately, Killer Queen Black was delayed until Q3. So sad. Really, really bummed out by that. This is one of my most anticipated indie titles since it was announced, and I kind of learned about it and got to see it at PAX. Like, really, really want to play this game. So
yes, I think it is on Steam Early Access, and they took the feedback that they got from that, and they're making the some changes before the final game comes out. So that's why they pushed it back.
I see. Because I believe it was supposed to come out last year. I think that was the
plan. Yeah, like December, I think.
So because it was or it winter, was showcased at E3, if I remember correctly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
and they had it there. You could play it. Yeah, that's kind of a bummer.
Yeah,
that was a good multiplayer game.
It is. It's gonna be a really good one when it finally drops. So, really looking forward to that. So, this is kind of rumor stuff. Now, if it ends up being true, it could be kind of like there's some release dates here. So, if you don't want to hear the release dates, the possible release dates for Luigi's Mansion, Animal Crossing, and Daemon X Machina, fast forward now. Okay.
So what do I do?
You've been warned. Otherwise,
how do I fast forward?
Yeah. Well, too late for you. If you're watching live, plug your ears. But it's looking like this was like a UK retailer that leaked this or whatever, possibly on their website.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Luigi's Mansion was like July.
I believe. Yeah.
Animal Crossing was September. And I don't have the exact date for Daemon X Machina, but I believe it was May. So I don't know. Not when I wanted to see Animal Crossing. I wanted it earlier than that. But I didn't see it coming any later. I don't think they would put Pokemon and Animal Crossing up against each other. So
yeah, that one says Daemon X Machina, it says May 24th.
Yeah.
And then September 13th for Animal Crossing and July 19th for Luigi's Mansion. That seems weird. You would think they would want that to be an October release, Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah, it's a little strange that it would be right in the middle of summer and not more of a fall title especially like a Halloween title. But, I could go back and look, I guess, at the other dates for the other Luigi's Mansions. But, there you go. So that may be happening. Maybe happening, but nothing confirmed yet. So it's still just a rumor at this point. And lastly here for news, Vivox, which I'm not sure if I'm saying that correctly, is going to be bringing more voice chat to third party games. And it will function with just a headset plugged into your Switch. No app needed. So this is the same. This is the company that is that has supplied this technology for Fortnite. So just like Fortnite, where you just plug a headset in and you can chat, other third-party games are going to have that option as well. So if that's something that excites you, and I believe I believe they mentioned also having some like texting abilities as well. So being able to send send messages here. I got the article open and let's see here. Yeah, the headline reads Vivox brings additional voice and text chat support to Nintendo Switch. So I don't really see any of the details here talking about the text, but at very least we're getting a something that will help voice chat become a little easier. You know, I mean, it works with the phone, but you still have to have, you know, you got to have a mess of wires and all that other stuff. So it is,
yeah,
it is kind of nice to be able to plug one headset in and be able to play and chat. So, you know, it looks like Smite and Paladins will be rolling out an update that will allow this
for to the work. I'm not sure. I saw something that said something about like it might have been the same technology that they used for Fortnite. Is that true?
Yeah. It says that if you aren't familiar with Vivox, it is essentially what already powers voice chat in games such as Fortnite. So
yeah, and and so that you could just plug a mic in and talk.
Yeah, be a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
Yeah,
which I think a lot. I think the majority of people want that. You know, so fingers crossed. You know, hopefully we see some nice improvements to Nintendo Switch Online this year as well. So
yeah,
we'll just have to wait.
So that'll be good. And did you see the thing about, you know, who Emily Rogers is?
Yeah, is this like another rumor? Do we need to give a little spoiler?
Yeah, it's another rumor,
like rumor/leak. So there you go. Another rumor/leak if Emily Rogers is involved. So you've been warned.
Yeah. So it doesn't actually list any of the games. It just says, she said that there are most likely like a 70% chance or higher that there will be at least 8 first party games. 5 unannounced so far that are coming to the Switch in 2019. And so some of them are listed as eShop games, and then there's a 2013 Wii U port coming as well, she says, as well as a new Labo kit. And then she said Retro Studios' secret game that they've been working on, as long as it didn't get canceled, should be out this year. So,
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, what do we got? Like, is she including New Super Mario Bros. U? Let's just say she is for the sake of counting here. So we have that, Yoshi, Daemon X Machina, Luigi's Mansion, Animal Crossing, Fire Emblem we know about.
Yeah.
Right. So that's 6 right there.
Pokemon.
Pokemon is 7. So
yeah, she said 11.
She said there's 5 unannounced then.
Yeah, which wow. Some are, I guess one could would she says is the Labo kit, and some will be eShop only.
Okay, interesting. Very interesting. Wonder what we're gonna see here. And then a 2013 Wii U release. I'd have to go through and check, but like I see chat is saying 3D World, please. You know.
Oh yeah, was 3D World in 20? I don't know, but yeah,
I don't know the date, but off the top of my head. So yeah, there's still a handful of really good Wii U titles out there. So, and I imagine this is going to be the last year we see some of those things. We might, you know, maybe we see one or two in the
right. At this point, we might, if we get Mario Maker, it might be Mario Maker 2, kind of like Splatoon.
Yeah, and it seems like with Animal Crossing and Pokemon, I feel like Mario Maker is one of those titles that, like, if they do a sequel, it's going to be the main game for that year, or one of the main games, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah.
So,
and if it's like the Wii U port, I could see them releasing it in January or something.
Yeah. Exactly. We'll see. All right, well, hey, let's get over to the downloads for the week of 7th of February. Yes. All right, here we go. Nintendo Switch Retail. We have Blaze Blue Central Fiction Special Edition. Ooh. All right, that's out today. You also have Monster Energy Supercross, the official video game 2. That's coming out Friday, February 8th. So don't miss that one. The first one.
Yeah, we'll have to give some impressions on that next week.
The first one. Wish it wasn't in my collection, but it is. So, yeah, not super great. Not super great. For the eShop, here we go. This is a decent sized list here. Wow, it's not a small list at all. This is crazy. We're going to go through these pretty quick here. But you have the Liar Princess and the Blind Prince. It's coming out the 12th. Away, Journey to the Unexpected. Observer, yes. 99 Moves. So if there's something that you know about, like feel free to stop me.
Yeah, Way is a like a feel good. They describe it as a feel good first person shooter, or first person RPG. So it's like an RPG with like really good looking like graphics and animation. Everyone just looks really happy while you're attacking them, and it looks really good. I haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, but I will be playing it tomorrow.
All right, it's out today. It says so. Yes. Observer, 99 Moves, Access Denied, Ancient Rush 2, Arcade Archives, Moon Cresta. Oh, I love these Arcade Archive games. This one's from 1980. So, City of Brass, Defense Grid 2. This is a tower strategy game too. So if you're looking for a tower defense strategy game. So if you're looking for tower defense, Defense Grid 2. If I'm not mistaken, I think this was a fairly popular game on like the Xbox One and the PS4,
but yeah, it was pretty good. As far as tower defense games go,
yeah. So you got Doom and Destiny. We'll be here Friday the 8th. Estiman. It looks like it's an original engaging arcade game. All right, Evoland Legendary Edition, Free Cell Battle King, Food Truck Tycoon. That might be fun. Glass Masquerade. Gnome's Garden, New Home, Iron Cryptical, Magic Scroll Tactics, Mercury Race, Minesweeper Genius. Oh, wow, Minesweeper. Odalis, The Dark Call, Onikin Unstoppable Edition, Percy's Predicament Deluxe, Ping Pong Trick Shot Evolution, Pocket Academy, Pumped BMX Pro, Referee Suite Edition. Sweet as Edition, Riot, the Civil Unrest, Shanky, the Vegan's Nightmare, Sky Gamblers, Afterburner, which Sky Gamblers, I believe that's one. I believe I have the first one on there, so I have to look into this one. Solitaire, Klondike Black, Solstice Chronicles, MIA, Spoiler Alert, Stunt Kite Party, The King's Bird, The Stillness of the Wind. That's one we talked about. And Toradama, Brave Challenge. So there you go. And then 3DS Retail, you got Yo-Kai Watch 3. And eShop, you have Vera Swings. And I'm sure you guys saw that if you sign up for Nintendo's email, they have a Valentine for you. So you can... Looks like, let's see, Kirby's Extra Yepic Yarn gift box printable. So if you're into that, there you go.
I'll have to print that out before my date this week.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. All right, we have 165 games to cover real quick for the sales. So let's jump into this.
Real quick.
Remember, just to stop me if there's one you like. Here we go. All right, FIFA 19. $29.99. Overcooked 2. Don't miss this one. It is good. Pillar. Origami Shadow Edition comes out. This is a pre-release or whatever. It's $26.99 right now.
It comes out February 21st.
Yeah. Same with X-Morph Defense. Tokyo School Life comes out the 14th. Iron Cryptical is the 13th. City of Brass is the 8th. And Food Truck Tycoon is the 8th. Here we go. Pump BMX Pro, $11.99. Solstice Chronicles MIA, $13.49. The Rains Down players is 267. Stillness of the Wind, 1104. Riot.
Oh, hey, that's Solo. A good one.
Hey, there you go. Thea the Awakening is one we're going to be checking out tomorrow. Merchants of Caden, Solitaire, Klondike Black is 350. Toradama, Brave Challenge is 350. Heroes Trials, Swords and Soldiers, Utopian 9, a Volatile Locations, $5.99. That's actually a good price for that game. Like, it was good at 10, honestly, but getting it for $5.99 is kind of a steal. It's definitely worth checking out. So, Build a Bridge, Mecha Wars, Desert Ashes, Digger Man, Super Treasure Arena, Sundered, Eldritch Edition, Guess the Character, let's see. Viviette, looks like Lazy Galaxy, Rebel Story, Quarantine Circular, Santa Trackers, 99 cents. If you want to start tracking Santa right now, you can. Coffee Crisis is down to $4.99. Escape Dude Land is 99 cents. I got an email about that from them. They're like, hey, we're doing 90% off on this one. So if you want to check out Escape Dude Land, you can. It's got some interesting humor that really didn't do it for me, but some people might like. Harvest Life. Akihabara, Feel the Rhythm Remixed, Steamberg, Word Sudoku by Pogi, I guess. Teddy the Wanderer, Kayaking. I don't know what this is about, but it's $4.99. Crocs World looks like almost looks like a Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, that artwork looks like killer. Looks like a Croc, just regular old Croc from PlayStation 1 and Sega Saturn.
Yeah, interesting. Daru, The Art of Cooperation. Operation Pig is $8.24. Grip is $31.99. Road
Grip is pretty good.
Is
it? It's like a racing game or arcade racer, and they got a big like free update coming out this summer, so it's pretty good.
Right on. Road Redemption was like looks like a Road Rash style game.
Yeah,
$13.99. Did you play it?
Well, yeah, I didn't really like it.
Oh,
it's no Road Rash, that's for sure.
Oh, it isn't. Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
It's not as good.
Elemental Knights are Sky Scrappers, which was okay. Black and White, Bushido, Car Quest, Eternum EX, Pinstripe, Word Puzzles by Pogi, Deployment, Blackbird, Big Buck, Hunter Arcade, $17.99. Oh, get your hunt on. Exorder. Rapala Fishing Pro Series. So there you go. If you want to get your fishing on, your hunting, it's almost a 2-for-1 deal there. So you got Goosebumps, the game, Party Crasher, Six Sides of the World, Rooms, The Adventure of Anne and George, Goekoa, Love 100 Days. No idea, but it's $9.99. Case of Distrush, Sword of the Guardian, Doling's Arcade, Old School Musical. Time Carnage, Super Inefficient Golf, Lifeless Planet Premier Edition, Moonfall Ultimate, Son of a Witch, Ludomania, Fantaruk, looks like how you say it. It's 49 cents. Politics, Space Ribbon, Flood of Light, Bad North is $13.49, and that's pretty fun. I enjoyed that one. You played that one,
I'm sure. I like that one too.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Detective Gallo, Manuel Samuel, Roboto, I guess, Crush Your Enemies, Cycle 28, State of Anarchy, Master of Mayhem, Spheroids, VSR, Void Space Racing is 49 cents. So, I mean, I didn't really care for that game, but 49 cents, if you're looking for something to kind of waste some time with, maybe that's for you. It's just kind of a weird game. And I wonder if they updated it and it's gotten a little bit better. So, The Moose Man, Darts Up, Philippix, Phil's Epic Adventure, Dream Alone, Figment, Survive, Mr. Cube, Musinix, looks like.
you played Philippix, right?
I did. Yeah, not a game for me.
Is that the one that bamboozled you?
I don't even remember, but it's not one that I mean, hey, some people really enjoyed that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a Picross game, but you didn't know it was Picross. I think.
Yeah, I don't think I did.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pode, Grab the Bottle, Beaker Reloaded, Hexalogic, Otto, Parallel, Milanor, Die for Valhalla, Boab's Mausoleum, Episode 1, Dead Fun Pack, Penguins and Aliens Strike Again. I don't even know. White Knight, bunch of Calculation Castle. There's a bunch of those games if you're wanting some math. The Adventures of Alana Temple, Hyper Sentinel, Super Chariot, Drago Dino, Jotun Valhalla Edition, Agatha Knife, It's Spring Again, Pirates All Aboard, As Divine Hearts, Rogue Aces. Rogue Aces is pretty fun, guys. 5/10, it's worth checking out. It's pretty good. Bomb Slinger, Animated Jigsaw, Beautiful Japanese Scenery, Infernium, Super Rocket Shootout, Spartan, Shadowbug, Word Search, Zombilly, Warp Shift, Coffin Dodgers. I think Hate played that one. Did you play that one?
I did not play that. Coffin Dodgers looks terrible.
Gotcha. One-eyed. I don't even know how to say that one. Eye Zombie. Hollow is $1.99. It's a first-person survival horror game, so if you're into that, check it out. Layers of Fear Legacy. Joe Devers Lone Wolf. Dandara. Y'all don't know
Dandara's
about.
Dandara's pretty good.
Y'all don't know about Dandara. So it's $5.99. And so there you go. Nucleon is 99 cents. Oh, Sir, the Hollywood Roast. Oh, Sir, the Insult Simulator Brawl is $1.99. Pick-a-Pix Deluxe is $4.79. The Next, Penelope, Hiragana, Pixel Party, Caveman Warriors. Nine Parchments, $5.99. Here we go. Portal Knights, $23.99. I think it's a pretty decent game. Serial Cleaner, Siberia 2.
Serial Cleaner is really good.
Is it?
It's like there's like a mobster, and whenever like there's a messy scene with humans, you need to go. They already removed the body, but you got to go and clean up afterwards and make sure like the police don't find any evidence.
Mm. Got you.
Yeah, pretty good for $5.99 or $5.20.
$5.20. Yeah, Siberia 2 is $9.99. Gear Club Unlimited is $19.99. Super, Super Beat Zonic is $10.49. Antiqua Lost Rocket League's $11.99. That really should be on your Switch. Like really
yeah.
Rock and Racing Off-Road DX.
Selling it soon because it'll be on everyone's Switch.
Say that again.
So I'll have to stop selling Rocket League soon because it'll just be on every Switch.
Everybody will own it. Yeah,
everyone has.
Sparkle 2 Evo is 49 cents. Cartoon Network's Battle Crashers, Violet Siberia 1, Party Golf, Jackbox Party Pack 4 is $14.99. Don't Knock Twice is $6.24. Axiom Verge $17.99. It's a good game. Check it out. Tumblestone, Binaries, Robots, Semispheres, Light Spear, Double Spear Edition, Nero Voider, The Bridge, Ultra Hyperball, and Snake Pass is $7.99. Whew. 165 games on sale right now. So interesting to see if any of these shoot to the top because they're like 49 cents, you know?
Mm-hmm. That happens a lot.
It tends to be.
Mm.
So, all right. Well, hey, let's wrap this thing up. Super Nintendad, where can people find you?
Well, when I'm not watching A Million Little Things, you can find me on Twitter and sometimes on Twitch under Super Nintendad. And I'm also in the Discord. I talk in there from time to time. Yeah, that's where you can find me. Oh, you can also find me on my podcast, We Like Indies. I host that with Mel and Pitt. And we do a weekly podcast all about indie games and... we're going to be having some guests on soon, developers talking about their games and all that. And yeah, you should give it a listen.
Love it, man. Love it. And it can be found, like we said, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, all the places. So if there's a place you can't find it, just shoot him a message. He'll get it on there. So
exactly.
If you want to follow me, guys, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, YouTube, Twitch, it's all at N64Josh. You can follow this podcast at NPowerCast. And the show notes for this episode will be at N64Josh.com/NPC175. If you have a question, comment for the show, you can email us npc@n64josh.com. Remember, if you want to get yourself a free book from Audible, go to audibletrial.com/npc. Get something awesome like Blood, Sweat, and Pixels or Ready Player One. Really good books. I highly recommend. I own both of those. And I just love listening to audiobooks, honestly. Like, it just, it allows me to multitask, so that's what I'm all about. The chair I'm sitting in from OP Seat, go to n64josh.com/OP Seat. You'll automatically save $10 at checkout. And guys, if you're looking for any merch, I got all kinds of merch, different, like Nintendo PowerCast, I believe, anyway. Got some funny shirts, some Fortnite shirts. There's a bunch of different shirts. If you go to n64josh.com/store, you can check out the different shirts. You want a big fleece blanket with my avatar on it? It's there. I know that's how Super Nintendo Dad falls asleep every night, is wrapped
up. It is. Every morning I wake up and I can't start my day without looking at that blanket.
Well, there you go. And I mean, it helps you have better days, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, so and it could help you have better days, too. Head over to the merch shop.
There you go. So, guys, we do have a Discord with a lot of good people. We'd love to have you come join us. N64Josh.com/Discord gets you in there. And we have a Facebook group as well, N64Josh.com/Facebook group. If you could rate and review on iTunes, guys, we greatly, greatly appreciate it. You should be getting a bonus episode this week. I'm going to be a guest on the Nintendo Jump podcast tonight. So if they get me the audio, I'll throw that up within the next couple days here, too. So thanks for listening. See you later. Bye now.